In this bulletin, another 471 COVID-19 cases in Victoria as non-essential Melbourne businesses are forced to close. A coronial investigation into the deaths of five residents at a Melbourne nursing home and a two-week state of emergency in Beirut after the deadly explosion. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donat. Victoria has reportedly recorded another 471 new coronavirus cases on the first official day of strict new business rules. Retail stores have shut their doors and construction sites have reduced staff as part of Melbourne's tougher new coronavirus restrictions. Essential workers will need to show a permit to authorities if asked about their movements under the Stage 4 rules in Melbourne. Economists predict the business shutdown will result in an $830 million output loss this month, with construction and manufacturing both being scaled back. Victoria's coroner will investigate the deaths of five residents from St Basil's aged care facility at Fawkner. It's been revealed that the federal health authorities weren't immediately notified about an outbreak at the home for Greek senior citizens. St Basil's has been linked to more than 100 infections. The Lebanese president has promised a full inquiry into the deadly Beirut blast that killed more than 100 people, including an Australian. It's believed the explosion was sparked by a fire that activated ammonium nitrate fertilizer, shattering the city's homes and buildings. A two-week state of emergency has been declared in Beirut, and some residents are blaming ministers for the disaster, accusing them of negligence. The president, Michel Aoun, who visited the site on Wednesday, says he wants to punish those responsible, but right now, global help is critical.
I thank all the officials in the neighbouring and friendly countries who contacted us and expressed their support for Lebanon and their position next to its people in its time of distress and their desire to help. And I urge them to speed up assistance to help us support hospitals, our devastated families, and to help us restore the damage that has hit buildings and the Beirut port.
At least nine people have been killed after a tropical storm struck the east coast of the United States. A five-year-old girl is believed to be one of the victims in the disaster, which has cut power and caused severe damage. Two of the deaths occurred when a tornado rocked a mobile home in North Carolina, while other victims were caught under trees. Another person was killed in Pennsylvania when their car was swept away by water, and a woman died at a New Hampshire home. In Japan, mourners are preparing to mark the 75th anniversary of the atomic bomb being dropped on Hiroshima in the final days of World War II. Thousands of civilians and soldiers were killed when the bombing happened on August 6, 1945. It was the first time a nuclear device had ever been used in wartime. In sport, the US Open organisers are reducing the prize pool for this year's tournament. While the first round prize payment is rising by 5%, singles winners will earn only $4.2 million instead of last year's more than $5 million. Spaniard Rafael Nadal is continuing to support the event despite deciding to withdraw from the competition over coronavirus concerns.
I hope the situation evolves the best way possible and the tournament can be played under the best circumstances possible during this very tough situation.
Australian Ash Barty also won't be playing at the Grand Slam at New York this year. We'll now look at the weather around Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy, a top of 12. Melbourne, a shower or two forecast, 13. Light showers in Hobart, 10. Canberra, some frost and 11 degrees. Wollongong, sunny, 15. Sydney, also sunny, 15 degrees. Newcastle, much the same, 16. Brisbane, similar conditions, 26. Cairns, a possible shower, 27. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 30 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.